that, there's another chair over here, Monica, if you want to trade it off. You want to trade it, that one's a little rough.
I want to trade the bad one.
Good thing.
It's probably a good chair.
There was no chair for Larry.
Oh, okay.
And since I'm having so much trouble with this one, I'm going to take this one.
I have.
And what's that?
You don't even have to sit down, we're gonna stand for the pledge.
Okay.
The call is being recorded.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Bowman?
Here.
Shoot? McNaughton?
Here.
Mablo? Needhammer?
Here.
Place?
Here.
Jeff Ross?
Here.
Monica Ross?
Here.
Van Domlin?
Here.
We hear from Larry.
Did we hear from
Larry and Nicole, indicating they want to be able to make the meeting, they're supposed to be excused?
I'll make a motion to excuse their absences.
I have a motion. And I have a second from Carl.
Who made the motion?
Jeff.
Okay.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Let's move on to the rest of the consent, let's move on to the consent agenda. Approval of minutes from August 15th.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve minutes as presented.
I got a motion to approve minutes as presented.
I'll second the motion.
Jeff Ross seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right, let's move on to hearing citizens present for non-agenda items. All right, let's go on to reports of officers, boards, and standing committees. Scott?
The city commission will be hearing the second reading of the short-term rental ordinance on December 13th. With the hopeful intention that they will adopt it at that meeting. So if you are interested in that ordinance or its potential adoption, please make sure you attend the meeting. It's a 7 o'clock meeting that night.
What date was that again, sir?
December 13th.
Okay, thank you.
That's the next decision.
Okay, thank you.
Got one tomorrow for Marine.
Yeah. Originally, the short-term rental was scheduled for that meeting, but the commission didn't want to have both those topics on the same night, so understandably, we moved that one off because it was done.
What is the status of the state bill right now? I know that it was in committee, and whether it's even come out of the committee yet, and you got a temperature for it.
Yeah, I spoke with Jennifer Rindrick at the Housing Forum in Traverse City. She indicated that it's her belief that they're working on some kind of compromise bill. I asked her, what effect, if any, it would have on us, and she said it's probably best to just keep moving forward. She didn't see, where this would eliminate the possibility of an ordinance being adopted, so she recommended this moving forward. They'll probably come up with something. I mean, this is the fifth time they've tried to push this through. I'm not sure if there's bipartisan support or not. When this happened last year, with my understanding that the governor would not sign it, I can say they're going to do what they're going to do, and we just got to keep doing what we're doing.
And we'll have new people in January.
Well, that's
just start over again.
Well, that's the whole push is get it through the lame duck.
Okay. Let's move on to unfinished business.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I did want to update on Lost of Lake Street. There was
funding applications that they were making directly to the state through Wayne Schmidt were not successful. There still is, in my understanding, a pretty significant gap in funding to be able to move forward with the project. Every time I've talked with Marilyn, she indicated that they're committed to the project and they want to see it through. It's just a matter of making it work and the money to do it.
So that they did not get that 3.6 million grant earlier this year? Did they not get that?
They did not.
Okay.
That was, I think, a direct request to the state budget, and kind of a specific line item for that project. And that was successful. They are opening other projects in Melody. This opened one in Washington not too long ago. So they are active. So there's hope.
Scott, for bringing it up. But I do want to let you know that that's really for staff. That's really for the staff report. Standing committees, boards, and reports from officers. There is no unfinished business. Let's move on to new business. The Boyne City Master Plan Annual Review. Scott?
Yes. As required by the state Plan Enabling Act, after the master plan is more than 5 years old, the Planning Commission needs to review it on an annual basis. There's no requirement to do anything, but you should please review it. So I provided the commission with the goals and the future land use map and the plan. That's typically what we review. There was a census in 2020, and we got the data earlier this year. So it is a good opportunity to start thinking about an update for the plan. And it kind of was anticipated last year, but the whole short-term rental discussion and actions kind of took up a lot of my time and a lot of the budget that I was thinking of using for the master plan. So I would recommend maybe looking at next year, making a request to the City Commission for funding to help develop that master plan and also get consultant on board so you can help us with that process. But we still need to review it this year. That's what we're tasked with doing tonight.
Okay.
So, the goals and objectives, the plan, we had a number of target areas, housing is a big one. Time we develop this, probably increase even more. And some of those supportive objectives, the goal of trying to sustain a community, support long-term cultural economic, physics and economic development. So to me, a lot of these goals, are still relevant, and with the understanding, this is a 20-year time frame that we're looking at. We don't expect to do these every year and complete something every year. But when projects come along, hopefully there's support for the master plan that we can document and help that making decisions in regards to with the support of this plan. Are there any questions about any of the goals or objectives in the plan?
So right now, are we looking to update this?
Well, I would recommend, it's 2015, so it's 7 years old, and we had a census since its development, so it's good time to begin thinking about it. And I would recommend, we've done the last three in-house, and I think it's time to get a consultant on and really kind of take it up to the next level. I was really impressed with what Becca Rader did with the Recreation Master Plan.
I guess from my perspective, Scott, how well aligned are the stakeholders, especially with the goals in goal one in terms of inspiring local business and economic development? We have actual goal owners there. Mm-hmm. And I'm familiar with Main Street because I'm kind of an adjunct there. But do each of these entities carry these objectives on some type of a scorecard or some type of, when they start to lay out their objectives, how well do these actually roll into theirs?
I can't speak to that. I don't know how these various commissions and boards can come up with their perspective. But the agencies are aware of the document and they understand its connection to the overall goals of the city and consultant and aligned with their work.
So the master plan is the tool we put in place. Who actually uses it? I mean, I know we said before, businesses coming in sometimes use it as kind of finding out if their business model or their business is going to fit with invoice fee.
Well, one of the primary users of the master plan is planning commission. As ordinance amendments are done, as rezonings are done, as maybe other projects, you want to make sure there's a consistency with the master plan. The master plan is also used in developing and supporting grants that various projects that we can show support for that. Having that foundation and making grants to the state, a lot of times they'll want to see, is it supported by your master plan? Okay. So that's why you're trying to be pretty inclusive all the variety of things that can go on in the city and have them supported in your plan. And then, as opportunities present themselves, use that as a document of support.
Okay. The only question is that because there's some things in our goals, our projects that are going through that have nothing to do with zoning.
Right.
And so that's just kind of...
It's more of a holistic kind of thing.
Okay. Because, having wireless and broadband internet in Boyne City has nothing to do with zoning.
Right, it doesn't, but it does have to do with economic development, and this plan is, that's one of the...
Okay, that was just why I was asking.
Right, right, and if there was a grant that was for maybe installation of that kind of infrastructure, you could show it in your master plan, this is definitely something that we support, we want to move forward with. So that's the kind of rationale having those things in here.
One of the things that I noticed was really an absence of a focus on sustainability. And the word sustainability occurs only once in this document. And I think that if indeed we do rewrite this thing next year, I think we've got to have much more emphasis on a sustainable community. And how we define that is to be determined, whether it is through solar, whether it is through electric charging stations. There's many types of activities that can support that sustainable type of community. But at that point in time, that was the only really missing aspect of this. And then I'm going to make one more comment that from my perspective, we have gotten almost too many goals and objectives in the plan itself to ever actually execute these things. So I would like to see this thing pared down. I've looked at the master plan for both Manistee and for the draft for Harbor Springs, mm-hmm. And the one in Harbor Springs is actually pretty good. And it's interesting because they have very specific, it's about half the number of goals that we've got, and it's something that not only could the community, but the planning commissions, as well as Main Street, as well as the chamber, can look at and start to integrate into their plans for either an annual or, you know, biannual type of activities. So I would encourage every one of the commissioners here to look at a few that are similar in terms of the types of communities that we are and see the pluses and the minuses. Manistee was a really, really interesting one. And it carried through the history of the lumber barons and the historic districts and what they're going to be doing here. And the other thing that I would like to see built into this thing is focus on the restoration of the theater in terms of a goal and objective.
So what you're saying is you're looking for specific, very specific goals, not just broad goals?
I would
because I can see a way of paring this down and being just a little bit more broad with her, but you're saying be a little more specific?
I'd like to have
a margin of error.
Something that's measurable and something that is relevant that the community can point to rather than something that's flying at 20,000 feet. I like to fly at 5,000 feet and say, all right, if the commission, city commission, if this is in the master plan that we're going to be restoring of the theater, okay, here's the volunteer committee, here's the fundraising, here's the city commission's skin in the game in terms of budget, et cetera. Now, let's go off and accomplish that.
The scope of the master plan is at 20,000 foot view. When you look at specific projects, that's where you get into the capital improvement plan, the recreation plan, or other, you know, sub-area plans, where you get down to those details. And we've done that for Old City Park, Avalanche, So, you know, I think those thoughts can be represented into a master plan and then honed down in some kind of a sub-area or a focus plan where you can really get into the nitty-gritty details. But you put the support, you know, from here and then winnow down and develop, you know, a more thorough planning project for it.
Well, I see the cultural aspects being the 20,000 foot. The actionable part of this thing would be the theater.
Yeah, right.
And so the owner would say, we want to encourage a very deep cultural experience within Boyne City, and underneath that is Project 1, Project 2, Project 3, Project 4. So there's always an action plan underneath a goal.
Mm-hmm. Don't we have a list like that?
Yeah, I think more of what the actionable thing is to identify and focus on specifically what you want to do. So, you know, in the master plan, say, you know, the cultural identity of the city, and under that, you know, develop the theater. And then from that, you can use that as a supporting document to maybe do a specific plan, you know, on that and get that, and get that group together. So you don't need to go into details of how that plan's going to happen. Projects can look like, but it's supported. So and it's kind of, you know, the philosophy of the master plan. It's more of a holistic kind of overview and direction. And then from that, you can develop specific things for specific projects. And sometimes those are targets of opportunity that you don't know. You know, if a grant comes available that you didn't know. Annual list of things you have to do
hey, this coming year, we want you to focus on these things, like they had done before with the housing.
Yeah.
It'd be very helpful for us to have something, a project or a guidance.
Well, I, you know, the whole planning development process is a public process, and you want to get, you know, the essence of the plan from that input.
Right.
And that's hopefully what happens. And, you know, the city commission gets their guidance from the public. So, you know, that's, you know, the focus groups and the, you know, the engagement.
Said, how do we, or when do we say, check, we've done it. So, for example, promote outdoor recreation, dining option, blah, 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 so on and so forth. But outdoor recreation, check, we've created trails, attract, where was it? Family supporting jobs. The
yeah.
Fuku,
right.
Great Lakes Energy.
And I think these are ongoing things. I mean, they're not done.
Concur.
They're not going to be done.
I think they should stay in the master
yeah.
plan
yeah.
so we continue
so,
down
yeah,
the road.
You support those things as time goes on, but it's not something to say, oh, we're done. Take it off the list.
Here's what I mean.
We're continuing there.
And I do think it translates to the other boards because now we've got the recreation. Went together and they're working with the skate park people to get the
right.
skate park built. I
Field
mean,
of dreams.
So these things are, I want to keep those things in there. I was going to do anything I'd enhance the improving the quality of life for year round residents.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a little more focus from some of the other, you know.
I might have to revisit
it. I'm not bringing up what's coming up tomorrow. Obviously to fall more in good order, but it's one of the things you hear the local residents complain about the most, is that what is the city doing for us? It seems like a lot of the development we do is to enhance tourism, and not so much. So I'd like to see a little bit more emphasis on the local citizens in the master plan.
What is stopping the local citizens from using the skate park or the splash pad or the Field of Dreams or things like that? I mean, these are for the local people as well as for tourists. So I don't think that that criticism from, I've read the Facebook posts that were on lately and all the negative, whatever. Why don't you give me a house? You know, that whole thing. They have to give credit where credit is due.
Okay.
And I think the city is doing a nice job in trying to promote things for everyone's use, not just for the use of people that don't live here.
And I don't disagree at
yeah.
all. I'm just saying I'd like to see that enhanced a little bit more in the master plan. Not just one little line, bullet point in here. So just that I guess that's what I'm saying. There's other things in here that talk about, you know, enhancing the, you know, the walk to school initiative and stuff like that. The city's done a great job on that, adding additional sidewalks and everything else like that. There's nothing in here that I don't think that we're not being successful with, frankly. So I'm not being critical.
Yeah, no, I get so tired of hearing some of these.
Oh, and I wasn't, that's not what I was
yeah, about. No,
I have so far gone off social media and ignored that one.
I won't comment anymore because it's just not.
No, agreed, 100%.
Yeah, it's not worth the effort. But I think the city's doing a good job, and I think we need to keep it more generalized because we don't know what we don't know as far as ideas that may come forth. And if we have it generalized and an idea comes forward, we can say, because it's more generalized, well, that could fit here. That could fit our goal.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get real specific, like just noting that it needs to be a theater or it needs to be a splash pad or it needs to be a skate park, we're limiting ourselves from other ideas coming forward. So I am behind having it in general.
Is there anything that is part of any of the goals or objectives that anyone has any questions on?
Yeah, Scott, you went to the conference on housing. Mm-hmm. Can you relate that to how we're achieving goal number three, housing opportunities for all? Is there more we can do? Is there, I did not go, I thought you'd represent us well.
The real impetus right now is attacking the housing issue from a legislative point of view. And I'm going to go over this in my staff report. There are a number of bills right now that passed the House and are anticipated to go to the Senate, and getting relief for a variety of different ways for housing. A lot of it's focused towards, you know, workforce kind of housing, and you know, it's limits on income. I've seen 120% of AMI is kind of a limit there. There's enterprise zones that they're looking to do. There's tax incentives. And so that kind of legislative push seems to be where things are kind of going for the housing. So maybe reflect that in here if any of those bills come to fruition and identify them and put those as part of our plan to support that legislative push. Other than that, you know, the issue remains the same. There was a lot of the same, you know, talk that, you know, we need housing at all levels, at all locations, and, the one big issue is money and just identifying where we can come up with that just because of the, you know, manpower and materials are so costly. It's almost difficult to build anything to make the numbers work, so.
Are you looking for a motion from us? Or?
Well, if there's any recommendation to leave it as it is or, you know, update it next year, you know, I would recommend updating it. I think it's time. Mm-hmm. And, so if you want a motion to that effect, then we can go through the budget process next year and ask the City Commission for funds to help update the plan.
What does a consultant normally cost in order to put one of these things together?
If something like this, you're probably looking in the $20,000 to $30,000 range. But, you know, it's as much or little as you want them to do. You know, I've seen them for, you know, $5,000, $10,000, but you get a pretty limited thing. If you really want a robust plan with a lot of good public engagement,
I'd like to see, figure out a way how to get more public involvement in the master plan and get people here to give more input, because I know a lot of people say, well, master plan, this and that. It's like, well, right here? Come on, we need you here to help us.
Well, that's where you can do some creative things, like when we did the Boy on Water plan.
Yeah.
Like that whole bidding setup downtown, and they, you know, had the stickies on all the plans, and that was pretty well done. So that's kind of what I'm looking for. That was a plan that was funded by the state because we were rebuilt ready, certified. You know, I spoke with our representative, Pablo, and indicated that there may be some technical assistance available for master planning projects. So, you know, there may be some ability to match some funds there. So.
And one of the things that Harper did, they put up a series of 7 topic-specific surveys on their city website, and it had varying response rates by this, and they summarized the results of what they actually garnered in this. And the other thing that I found interesting about Manstee's is that it really mapped the demographic and the changes within the city from the 2000, between census eras in terms of how this particular community or that community has changed. And we are aging as a community. And so at this point in time, this master plan should reflect that aging community. Not by much.
Not by much, but.
And we'll see, what's interesting is that as we age, there is less kids in the school system because we have fewer families.
Yeah, it's 2/3 of what it was 20 years ago.
Exactly. And so this was one of the situations I brought up with our superintendent, is that by investing in bricks and mortar, when you have a declining type of student base, is that a wise, necessarily, investment in building the whatever the thing that we should, whatever it was.
Yeah. And that's a very important point. It's a very important thing to have good social demographic data in your plan to support what you do, and that's all part of that.
As you say, the fact that we just are getting the census numbers from the most recent census is a good time to be doing that.
Yeah.
I think the school district, too, is suffering because we don't have family housing available. The workforce that they're trying to hire out here is young families. And so if we have housing available for young families, our school district numbers are not going to continue to decline. We're at a state right now where they've declined because we don't have the housing available for family housing. Even the two hopeful developments, the one at the library and the one on Lawson Lake Street, are 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. 1- and 2-bedroom apartments do not suffice for families. We need something in townhouses. That might be an answer for a rental, at least. As someone mentioned, the cost of building a residential home has gotten astronomical. And as a planning commission, we can plan for high density or things like that in single family. But is it going to still be within the reach of a normal family? We may have to go for rental housing, like I said, townhouses. We need 3-bedroom or 4-bedroom units if we're going to have families move to this area. And it may be rental. I just saw an ad in the paper or on Facebook for our new manufactured home community. They're starting those units at 179, which is probably about 30 or 40,000 more than I had envisioned that they would be. But it's still, even with the lot rent, which part of will go to pay what would be property taxes if you had a single family home, even that, brings it to the level where a family making $80,000 a year, which isn't unreasonable if two people work, $40,000 a year is still entry level jobs.
$15 an hour at our newest manufacturer, the two working families making $30 an hour, which last time I checked, ain't going to cut a house payment at $179,000 a year. And it's...
Right. But this is definitely something that if we go through the process, we can bring up and we can really make it part of, and I think that's a really good point and a really good discussion. But for right now, I'd like to make a motion that we go ahead and work on having this next year be redone in a larger capacity and trying to get public involvement and to let the city commission know that we'd really like to have the funds allocated for this. And it would just be a tool that would be very helpful. And then if we make it very easy to use, if it becomes something that we can look at time and time again as a planning commission, it can help us moving forward, especially looking at the long game. All right. Is that a motion?
I'll second it.
Can you word that? that was a lot of run-on sentences.
Very specifically, I want to make a motion that we update the master plan and let the city commission know that we would like to allocate the funds for doing this, but to do it well and right.
With the help of a consultant.
With the help of a consultant.
Is the motion that we update the master plan, or is the motion that we recommend the city commission authorize this?
Is the recommendation that you update the master plan and then you're encouraging the city commission to support with adequate funding to hire a consultant?
Somebody second the motion?
Yep,
I did.
Monica seconded. Roll call, please.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Place?
Aye.
Monica Ross?
Aye.
McNaughton?
Aye.
Bauman?
Aye.
Jeff Ross?
Aye.
Van Domlin?
Aye.
Okay.
Now, Aaron, are you thinking that if we do get approval that, you know, Scott goes ahead and would we all interview the consultants, or
I wouldn't recommend them. I would identify, you know, like a group, more than, you know, three or four, to do this kind of interviews. I mean, myself, city manager, representative from this commission, maybe probably from the city commission, that kind of thing. But again, the first step would be to go through the budget process. Agrees and dedicates funds for that, and move to the next step. You know, putting a request for proposal out there and see what we get and start interviewing.
Okay. All right. All right, let's move on to adoption of 2023 Planning Commission meeting calendar.
As required, the commission is required to adopt a year calendar. It is also identified in the bylaws what time the meetings are, the third Monday at 9:30. This calendar shows you those specific dates. So I don't see any really conflicts with any other dates.
Curious, is April, why is it the 17th instead of the 24th?
Because I highlighted the wrong number.
Okay.
Just seeing if you're paying attention.
Absolutely. Can you add 5:30? Okay.
I make a motion to accept the calendar design.
With the correction.
With the correction in April to April 17th.
Okay. Got a motion and a second?
I got a second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Place?
Aye.
McNaughton?
Aye.
Bowman? Jim?
Aye.
Jeff Ross?
Aye.
Van Domlin?
Aye.
Monica Ross?
Aye.
All right, staff report, Scott.
Well, I can't touch on
it. I understand.
So, like I said, I went to the housing forum for the city. I just did it one day. And there was some interesting stuff. There was a panel of speakers. I know you may remember Sarah Lucas, now as a executive director for rural development. And I'm not quite sure whether she's hired a couple people yet, but she was going to, and then they're going to give her some money to help develop programs. I think it was like $3 million.
Okay.
Not a lot of money for the region that she's covering, but at least there was support for that program. And at the conference, there was a lot of indication that we need to continue to support those programs and these new initiatives. So hopefully that as they grow, they get better funded and those, you know, better results as we move down the line. And those other bills I spoke about, so those hopefully will pass and get signed, and then we get some new legislative tools that will help narrow that gap for development of housing.
Okay.
And then the loss, I talked about that, and then the Fox Run development. They do have, I believe, 70 or so units on site now. They are beginning to skirt them and put them on foundations and put them together, but I don't think they have all their utility connections yet. So that's kind of one of the big slowing factors until they can get occupancy there.
So there's nobody in any of them?
No. As far as I know, they still don't have gas.
It's really quite impressive.
Initially planned to just do a phased approach and develop half of it, sell it out, and develop half. They decided to just move forward, develop the whole thing. So they've got, you know, all the roads and everything in, and so they get the units on. At least they got units, so I don't know if they were kind of concerned that they wouldn't be not be able to get them when that time is away. But.
You know, purchased or tried to purchase that church property. I know that there was talks that they were going to try
the
to...
The neighbor bought it.
Oh.
So that kind of eliminated that.
Gosh, yeah. Okay. I did see some work back there, so I was wondering who was doing it. Okay.
They worked up to the line with the neighbor. You know, they wanted to protect their interest and bought it.
What is the problem with DTE and getting that gas service in there?
I don't know.
The city manager talked about that a little bit at Team Boyne on Friday, and he said he was going to call DTE after the meeting, because that's what the holdup was, pretty much.
That is, and that's, you know, supply chain, you know, parts, more demand, who knows?
Yeah.
Well, we're starting to get into the winter and trenching with respect to natural gas lines. Coming from the utility business, there is almost a 50% surcharge in terms of the cost associated with that. And it's,
if you got any connections, I'm sure Mr. Manchin would
Well, the supply chain was also holding up Spectrum with internet hookups, and supply chain was also holding up consumers' energy with electrical hookup. So the developer is just in a jam, way behind, not because of their efforts, but because of supply chain efforts.
Well, I know that right now most of the transformers that consumers' energy utilizes come from China. And so a normal turnaround or lead time in order to order a transformer is between 90 and 120 days. It is now between 6 months and 9 months. And I've got Jim Carter, who you approved his bill over here. And he started with Consumers Energy, and I offered to step in and help with some of this stuff. But he just got his temp service put in just a few days ago. And he's got the same problems right now with DTE because he's actually running that gas line right down the side of that abandoned alley. And at this point in time, I've never seen such, let's say, problems with utilities and with respect to getting stuff in.
Anything else set?
What's on hand?
Okay. Let's move on to the order. Everyone doing okay?
Yeah, I have a question. Has there been any interest in the library's property, the Red Building? Any proposals yet?
I haven't seen anything. I believe the city manager may have gotten one. I believe he may have sent it out to somebody else who was inquiring about it. I don't know if he replied or responded to anything. So I don't think there was a lot of overwhelming interest in it. All right.
Well, it's good to see you guys. Need a motion for adjournment?
I'll make a motion.
Motion from McNaughton and a second from Ross. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. I'll see you guys next month on the 19th.
I do anticipate that we will have an agenda items for our development plan reviews. So.
Okay. Good. You were mentioning about
okay.